This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm joined by Helen Donkin, the head of marketing at Henshaw's, who is also doing a master's in AI data science. And she is going to join us to talk about some practical applications that are good for beginner users of AI. So, Helen, what are some of the great ways you've seen blind and partially sighted people embrace AI and try and use it to make everyday life a bit easier?
So I have a blind member of staff in my team, and it has absolutely revolutionised her workflows day to day. So from as simple things of putting pictures in newsletters and being able to make sure that they were right ones through using either built-in in JAWS or through the large language models themselves. One of the very interesting things we've done, it's probably a little bit out of date now, it's about 6 months old, which is scary to think something's out of date within 6 months, but that's the speed that AI is moving, is we did a comparison on alt text and image computer vision work within specialist technology and then the normal language models. So when I say the normal language models, I'm meaning things like Copilot, ChatGPT, Claude and Gemini, which are kind of the normal ones that people would use. And it was interesting to see the different levels of what was worked, which ones hallucinated, which one didn't. She's found that extremely useful. We've used it in helping write letters, helping digest huge documents. We've all had those reports that have landed on our desk that are 100 pages long and you're like, oh, that's going to take me a long time. But you can use AI to upload it, as long as it's not confidential and has no confidential data in there. Remember your data security. And then you can ask the large language model or the AI that you're using questions on what the content is and ask it to provide page references so that you can then go and cross-reference it. In my personal life, I went on a big holiday with the kids this summer and we travelled around Europe and I had it help me find the non-obvious tourist destinations that in our area to go to with different preferences, and it found some absolutely amazing, not in the guidebook kind of things. So that's a little bit more of a traditional Google aspect and the search, but it's really deeping down into how you do your prompts and how you research that information to have it as a resource partner. For me, day to day, I absolutely love it as a thought partner. It's somebody that I can bounce ideas off, whether they're silly, whether they're not. If I'm wanting to put a proposal in at work, I can write my business case and then ask it to assess it and critically analyse it. And I put my boss's personality in there of what I know they like to see and what they normally ask questions on. And it will act as that person. There's a very famous conversation that comes out in every AI training I've been to, and there's a lot of them, where somebody built their organisational board in AI's personalities and then gave it the board papers and asked it what questions it would raise, and it came up with 80% of what the board actually raised. So imagine going into a meeting with your boss or your appraisal or your PDR or any situation like that and having the answers before they even ask the questions. So it's that forethought. It's great to critically analyse. There's never-ending items. So that, and that's just on the large language side of things. Then you've got image production and video. So we've used it to create training. So it's easier than having to get somebody in for recording. We've used it on simple things like fire marshal training at the moment, but we're looking at how we can use that in a wider piece. But we might be able to do training snippets. One of the things I want to launch in the next couple of months is AI training using the AI, because there's me and we're a biggish organisation and getting around everybody. But if I can have new starters do a little intro and get snippets to everybody each month to embed the knowledge and the understanding, that to me is key as well.
And I think, like you were saying in the panel earlier today, while for some situations it's scary that so much input comes from user forums, for things perhaps like blind and partially sighted people who want to get other ideas from the community, it's actually a great way to scrape through blog posts, all of the kind of forums where people have asked a question about accessibility or ideas or doing things in a new way, and have all of those ideas presented in a clear way. If people want to do that kind of thing, say like your holiday, if they think, oh, I'd love to go to Athens, but I don't know what's going to be accessible, what kind of setup would you recommend for people?
So for things like that, I would ask it to act as a travel agent. Simple. Give it a role. give it the task, give it the content, and give it how you want the output. So there is a lot of, if you Google it, there's a lot of information of how to follow through and do good prompting. But give it what your preferences are, give it what your accessibility needs are, and ask it to research. And then also, the big thing for me when you're doing any research like this, ask it to provide the references. We all know AI hallucinates. I've had it where I did a report once, and it started coming back with percentages of our VI service users and what their VI diagnosis was, and I was like, where did you get this data from, because I don't even have that. And it was like, oh, I just put placeholder data in, but it doesn't specifically tell you. So I always ask it to give the references. In fairness, ChatGPT has started doing that as standard a little bit better since the new ChatGPT 5 came out, but always cross-reference it. That's my one advice, is always make sure you're in the loop. I really like this morning's comment of human at the wheel rather than human in the loop, so I might have to adapt that into my new sayings. But it is that principle, you are still in control, you still need to cross-reference it, you still need to check it, because it does do things wrong. At the end of the day, large language models are a statistical analysis of a massive verge of data. It breaks down what you put into numbers. It then goes, what are the likelihood of these numbers coming after each other? And then it produces a sentence, of more numbers, and then produces it out. So it is just really complex maths at the end of the day. So it's not thinking, it doesn't know, it doesn't have that human knowledge, even though sometimes you can easily forget that you're not talking to a human when you're deep in a chat with it, and especially the way they've been built for that personality element. So just remember that with everything that you do. Go and cross-reference it, double check, and do your own research as well.
And finally, for people who are maybe feeling really overwhelmed and scared about this big new technology that seems to be everywhere that they don't understand, can you give us some examples of how people might have already encountered AI but not realise what it is, and why you'd encourage people to try and be curious and learn more?
So there's day-to-day things that people won't have realised. Your Netflix recommendations, that's AI. Your Amazon You May Likes, that's AI. AI isn't new. It's been around since the 1950s. Yes, it has changed and developed from the traditional machine learning, which was very data-driven, to what we've got now. But it's not that new. And I would just say it is scary. Some days I get scared by it, and I use it a lot, and I've been quite embedded in it for the last 2 years now. And I just think, have a go. Don't try and overwhelm yourself. Just try with one small task, whether it be your holiday planning or you wanting a recipe for something. Find something that, if it does hallucinate or does give you the incorrect answers, it's not going to have a huge impact on you. So start small and then build as you get better and you learn more. But just give it a try and learn and just have a play.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.